We're going to wrap up today the sugya of Erech HaMeseyeh with a few bombed tikkazach and mamish. Tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, I'm going to say a major chazora on the whole sugya of Shavuos from the beginning. From up here, Kamaisa, there's a three-page printout on the summary of all the sugyas. You'll see how I organized it in a different way. I'll be tomorrow at 10:30. Mr. Sham, what's it on with me? Huh? Can't hear you. Yeah, I'm gonna be there. Okay, so it's canceled. What? You'll be there? Gordon. Okay, so it's on. Either way, there'll be a sheet. Somebody should please hold one for Lieberman. How much I print out? 3 pages. 60? You sell to the other shiur. That will fund our Friday event tomorrow. Either way, Mitzvah Shem on Sunday, we're going to start the Sugya of Tak for Kain. I have a chayiv to the Sugya of Migud Chashed. I think it's time to start Tak for Kain already, which is going to take us towards the end of Shvat, Mitzvah Shem. It's a very long and complicated Shas Sugya. Many of the Yisaitis of Lashon Nezikim are coming up the next lot. The first half is has a little bit more Negeat Hashanayim Eretz, and the second half is more of a global Sugya of all of the Shas, as we're going to see. All the Yisaitis of Chisa, Chazakam, Etzvei, Havel, Haraya, etc. The Sugya of Migud Choshet, being other, I'm not going to skip, I'm going to be mashlam it in the coming weeks in some sort of framework, maybe one day at night, maybe one day on a Friday, we'll see. We're going to finish off the Amid that we have left for the Mishnah at some point in the coming weeks. Okay, let's finish this up. Like this. So again, 10:30 tomorrow, we told the Shemuz, 10:30 sharp, so we'll have our shift for everybody, even the younger like them. Yesterday I left off with Be'etzem Astira inside the Rosh. The Rosh, Maisa, in Raya number 4, says clearly that together of Eidem Mizeyat the Pater Roshua, the Rosh says clearly that Eidem Mizeyat the Pater Roshua is nothing more than a Mizeyat. It's not like a Rikivegas Pshat that it's called a Din of Gishnayim. The Rosh is clear. The Rosh is clearly that he learns it out of Shtar, just like a Shtar is Mizeyat, just like a Shtar gives support. By the way, what's not the Shtar is giving support. The Shtar itself is not giving support. The Bir HaDvarim is that the Umdana, what the Shtar is based on, is giving support. Umdana, that they wrote it, they signed it, they demanded. So he said that's clearly not like a Rikivegas Pshat in Eidem Mizeyat that it's a Din of Gishnayim. That's clear. So there's a very big steer in the Rosh. Why is there a steer in the Rosh? Because Rosh means a Kalachemer from Ram Ramberg. Ma'adach Eidach works to be Machayev against the Cheskas Momin. Kolshkena works to defend the Cheskas Momin. That was the Kalachemer of Ram Ramberg. If I would end this few days of Eidem Mizeyeh that we spoke about, I would end off and say, Echav Astir, I don't understand the Cheshtenish. Mitzadach would state in the Rosh, that the Yisrael is the Yisrael of Meseyeh. It's Yisrael of support. By the way, the level of support is it's vague. Some sort of support that supports your taina, correct? It's not Cheney. It brings a Kal Vachomer. Now, here's where it comes in, the Rosh Batzis Kasha from the beginning of the week. What's the Kal Vachomer teach me? The Kal Vachomer teaches me that it gives support? I'm going to shut the Kasha like this. The Kal Vachomer can teach me that it gives support? What did Rav Ramberg bring a Kal Vachomer on? The Hiddik of Rav Ramberg brought a Kal Vachomer. Ma'adach and Eidechet could work against the Cheskas Momentum. Yimachayev Shavuot Koshkein could support. What are you going to prove in the Kal Vachomer? That it gives support? That's the Rashbatz's Kasha, that just because something is enough to create a Chir Shavuot, doesn't mean necessarily it's enough to Pater. And that's a very, very starker Kasha. It's a Kal Avsum. To create a Chir Shavuot, all I need is a Suffolk, all I need is a Drawer, all I need is a Chash. But to go Pater from a Shavuot, I need to have real support. I need to support your Taina. So the Kal Vachomer can't prove, I'm going to say very blunt. The Rosh says 3 lines later on that the Yisrael of Eidech at the Pata from Ashur is Yisrael of Misayah, it's Yisrael of support. Fekecha, a simple kasha. A Kal Vachomer can prove that? A Kal Vachomer can prove that it's called support? What's a Kal Vachomer going to tell me? Now that it works to create a Chi Yeshua, it can create a support. The level that I need for Chi Yeshua is dramatically, substantially less than what I need to go Pata from Ashur. So I'll say it straight out. The Kal Vachomer that he brought proved that Misayele, it proved that it helped, it proved that it gave support. Halei Dovru. Whether or not it gives support, that's a circumstantial zach. It gives support, correct? Kamachomer can't prove that it gives support. Bifrat, the way the Rashbats is the kasha, that to go ahead and be machayev shvua, I don't need more than to go make a race. I don't need more than that. So that's the I would end off the week and say I have a stira. Mitzad echod, he brings a kamachomer of the maram. Mitzad sheni, he says it's a balbata shazach. If you what I said yesterday, I have a shtickle teretz. I say shtickle because I'm not 100% convinced what I'm going to say is the emes shot in the rosh. But the gang is richtig. I have a teretz. Yesterday I proved, we said over at Reuven, and a lot of you saw it at night last night, that this din, that a yachid is a mesayeya, not like a Ricky Vager, is not stam a balabatish as far that when there's a guy out there who supports what you're saying, so we have emes support. About it, kibbait on a yachid, what was our big proof? Because he says at the end, in the case of Mitoich, when it's momentous, you don't have the support. Here's the kasha. Either it's support or it's not support. Make up your mind. It is support or it's not support. Whether or not there's money there or not, either it's support or it's not support. So we said, a big Yisoid, Reuven said yesterday, that the gather of support is based on a hakdomba. First, I have to know b'chal that there's a parasha of Eidachon. If there's a parasha of Eidachon that has some sort of momentous, then I could say that parasha of Eidachon gives me support. That's the Yisoid that we said yesterday That's what we said yesterday from the Reb Reuven. If that's true, so then I have an answer on the kasha. La'olam, the yisoid of Eidacha Meseyah is not like a Ricky Vager. It's like the Rosh says. The Rosh says Meseyah. Ayel Tamis, what are you in the Kamachem for? Kamachem is coming to address a different agenda. The Kamachem is not coming to prove that it's called support. The Kamachem is coming to prove, and who said Bechal, you have a din of Eidacha on a pottering? Maybe the Torah only gave Eidacha to Mimachayev. That means yesterday I proved unequivocally Mineyumbe from the Rosh that the Yisoid of Eidachot the Pater is not a Balabatash Asfara, it's Geboit on the Nemanus of Eidachot. The Moshul, the Rosh says in the end that in a place where the Yesh Makshim Hevel, in a place where it's Momen, in a place where there's Mitoich, there's no Parashah of Eidachot. Eidachot doesn't start. We say, what about the circumstantial support that there is? No, first you have to have a Parashah of Eidachot. Melzer Gishmak. The Rosh of the Mami Rotberg is addressing one agenda and the Rosh is addressing a different agenda. The agenda that Rami Rotberg was addressing was, who b'chal told you Eidachot has a parasha legavi patering? The same way Lamoshul, we said yesterday that Reb Reuven spoke out, Eidachot doesn't have an emanus legavi moment. When it comes to moment, it comes to mitzvah, there's no parasha of Eidachot. So you can't even begin the word of Meseiah. Nu zorich lezel bezach. Maybe legavi p'tor also there's no parasha of Eidachot. Maybe the parasha of Eidachot was only said legavi chiyuv, legavi p'tor not. On that, the Rosh said, I have a Kabbal Chaymer. That says the Rami Rotberg was addressing one agenda, and the Rosh was addressing a different agenda. There's two different agendas over here. There's one agenda, is there Bechlal on Amonas of Eidachot, the Gabi Ptor? Maybe the Torah was only Mechadish Eidachot, the Gabi Chiv. Now, if there's no Eidachot, the Gabi Ptor, so then there's no Vodah Mesei Alei Shtora. There's no Vodah Mesei Alei. Heb Sokish on the Gansazach, because I don't have an Eidachot over here, Bechlal. So the Rami Rotberg was addressing one issue. And the Rosh was addressing a different issue. The Rami Rotberg was addressing, it could be the Rami Rotberg, I'm saying where the Gazach. It could be the Rami Rotberg knew that it gives support. I mean, the Rami Rotberg was addressing a different issue. The issue that the Rami Rotberg was addressing was, V'azak b'chlal is a nemanos of Eidach l'gabi patering. Maybe the whole nemanos of Eidach would have said l'gabi mechayiv, not l'gabi patering. And l'gabi patering b'chlal is no such thing as Eidach. It's like a Reuven called yesterday, the guy's a Karev. The guy's b'chlal mufka from the ganze Zach. After him comes along the Kabbal Chaim of the Rami Rotberg and says, no, you have an Amonis. The Rosh was addressing a different Zach. Okay, so you have an Amonis. Big spiel, you have an Amonis. And Verzog, that Amonis is enough to pater from a Shua. Daddy bought a Raya for Shtar. And if he's there, I want to tie in a poof akarta what I said at the beginning of the week. The Rosh is not like Rabbi Kiv Eger. Rabbi Kiv Eger said that together, Rabbi Kiv Eger was Machriya in Shulchan Aruch. That together of Eidim Shei Patrim Yeshua is because you have an Amonis of two. The Nafkamina, Rabbi Kiv Eger, we said, broke out earlier, was what? Look, I would go Shua. Zogich, the Rosh held Nishtazay, a Ming Machriya. The Rosh held that the Yisoid of Eidim Shei Patrim is a Messiah for it. It's a Messiah for it, like Shtar. It's a support for it. It's either like it's swore or it's supporting your Taina. Puzzle on the Zayn. I said, what do you bring me a Kabbal Chaim before I left office yesterday? What do you bring me a Kabbal Chaim before? Either it gives support or it doesn't give support. The Kabbal Chaim can't prove that it gives support. The answer is that Kabbal Chaim was addressing a different agenda. Kabbal Chaim was addressing the big agenda. Is there b'chlal a parsha v'edacha of the Gabi Ptor? You'll ask me, who cares? You'll ask me, who cares? Either there's support or not. That we proved yesterday. In order to have support, you have to have a parsha v'edacha. So here's what I'm saying. The same way the Rosh said at the end, that when it's mammon, because it's mitoy, if you don't have an avodas avei lechem and you don't have support, the rush in the beginning had a havamina, that maybe the ganta parsha was only said the gabi chiv, not the gabi ptor. And in Mela, the gabi ptor, you don't have an avodas avei lechem, so there's no support. So the Merami Ramberg was handling a different issue. The Merami Ramberg was handling a different issue than the issue that we were handling later on. There's two agendas over here. One agenda is, Lagabi, what did the Torah say in Parashah Ve'edachar? Lagabi Chiv or Lagabi Ptor? And the answer is Lagabi Ptor also. Now there's a new shayla, okay, Lagabi Ptor. Oh, but who told you that level of Nemanis is enough to part from a Shua? Verzokt. And then he put a Raya from Shtar with a Kalbuchimer.
How do you answer the Kasha of the Ram?
What did you say?
How do you answer the Kasha of the Ram? What do you only answer the Kasha of the Ram. Because we learn the Kashayim. Only works Kashayim.
Which Kashayim?
Exactly. That. We worked out the Fear of Kayim.
Yes, but yes, I was. It could be, yeah, could be not. I spoke to you probably about this. It's not clear. You have to know. Upon him, that's the Yesod, that's clear. That's crystal clear in the Rosh. And the Fizeh, that's what the Kabbalah comes to play. I believe that that's anyway the answer pshat in the Marmi Ramberg. What do you mean a Kabbalah before? The answer to the Kabbalah is coming to prove Bechal that there's a parasha. Now you have to know what you do with the parasha. There's two different levels. The visa. I want to go weiter and speak three nafkaminas in the Floyus Mamash. And with that, we'll end off this Gvaldiga Sugir. And we'll end off the Gvaldiga in Yanav Ashuas besides Migud Chosha that will be mashed. It goes like this: number one, number two, and number three. Number one is the Moedik of Mishnah El Malach. That the Shah Mishra brings down, and I printed it out for you on the sheet over here. And the Shah Mishra Simon Kuflam Chesav Kwan Dalo, let me explain what happened over here. The whole Maisa. I'm going to say three nafkaminas now of this week's raid, which I brought down on the Paiskim, by the way, which I'm going to get to the Sugya. Okay, three nafkaminas, Mamish. The first would be Kiveger and Bobatsiya, Yesakash on the Mishnah. The first would be Kiveger and Bobatsiya, Yesakash on the Mishnah. Effectively, Kiveger, Mishnah says, that Miyeshav Eidim, Chokim Balei Shvua. If they have Eidim, they're Chelik without a Shvua. What's the Poshav Shat to Eidim? Poshav Shat. Two Eidim is all to pick it up together. Without this two Eidim pick it up together. So the Maisa what? They're part of swearing. They don't have to swear. Zemachetzi, Zemachetzi. Effective Kiveger, the first Biki Veger in the Kurdits. Why do they have to come on to Eidim for? Let one Eid be enough. If you hold Eidim, they're part of a Shvua. So the Chayav Shvua in the Mishnah of what? Of swearing here. You have an Eidach, it's a party, let me hear my Eidach. Rabbi Kiva Eger, in the beginning of the Misachta, Esakasha, he's the first Rabbi Kiva Eger, he says, why do I need Eidim to Pater from Shua? Eidach is enough. The Fee the Sheetis, fact of Kiva Eger, I'm quoting, the Fee the Sheetis of all the Eidach, they say, yeah, Pater from Shua. So let, what will be in the case of the Mishnah? Listen to the story. Each guy's chayef to swear half. What happens if Eidach comes along and says, I know they picked it up together, so I know that each guy has half. So why does it have to be two Eidim? Let it be one Eidim. As they effectively give a Kiveger problems with Tzofkin on the Mishnah. He says maybe the word Eidim doesn't mean Eidim. The word Eidim means eight. As they effectively give Kiveger. Why do you have two Eidim to say that they picked it up together? One Eidim is enough to pata from a Shvua. Comes along the Shar Mishpat, and this is what I printed out for you today. Kuflamet Ches, Sifkan Dalit. And he says a remarkable teretz, which I want to explain at length. Because this teretz, that he says a teretz from Kiveger's Kasha. He says, no, one aid won't work. Why not? So I want to speak it out outside, and then you'll see it inside. Homaisa. The Shah Mishpat over here brings down... I apologize. Yeah, no. Shah Mishpat, yeah. He brings down Mishnah Melech, the top Shah Melech over here, on top of the page. He brings down Mishnah Melech, and Perakim, and Hilchot Shelah, Pikodon, Halacha Vav. The Mishnah Melech over there is a famous Mishnah Melech. He says like this, listen carefully. What happens, he says, if a guy was chayav a shvua deraisa, for example, a shomer, the case of Mishnah Melech is a guy was a shomer, but any other day, he didn't know. Go slowly here, listen carefully. So, to Mishnah Melech, a guy was chayav a shvua deraisa, but any other day, he doesn't know. Says the Mishnah Melech, if a guy is chayav a shvua deraisa, now by the way, it's time interesting in parentheses. What information do we have about a guy who's chayav a shvua deraisa who doesn't know? We have information about this. What information do we know? We have a Rosh, who said that since this is Din HaMitoich, yesterday's raid, so you can't, Eidach can't pat because it's a moment. That's a Rosh, but the Mishnah Melech is not going with the Rosh. Mishnah Melech is talking about a guy who was a Shomer, he was any other day, he didn't know what happened. There was a whole story over there, he didn't know what the Pikadon was. He's chayef to swear, he can't swear, he has a Din HaMitoich. The Mitoich didn't bother the Mishnah Melech, what the Rosh said that it's called moment. Says the Mishnah Malach, the Edom is here, I can't part to you. When a guy is an Eni Yodeh, there, there's a Teveh and there's a Nitzvah. The Nitzvah is Chayav Ashur, and he's Eni Yodeh, he doesn't know. And an Edachar comes along and tells him what happened. I'll tell you the case over there was. The case over there was where the guy was a Shomer, and the guy says the Pekodim was X amount of money, and he doesn't know how much the Pekodim was. He doesn't know what happened. So he's Chayav Ashur, and he doesn't know, he can't swear. Comes along an Edachar and says, Zokte Edachar, Ich Weis. I know exactly how much the Zach was. Says the Mishnah Melech, it won't help. Because an Eid Echot patas from a shua only when the guy's tining a tainus bori that he knows. Then the Eid Echot could support him. When the Eid Echot doesn't know, the Eid Echot can't support him. When the Nitva is an Eni Adair, when he's a Shema, he can't swear. Because I repeat, an Eid Echot only patas from a shua when the Nitva is tining a taina, and the Eidachot supporting his taina. If the Nitva doesn't have a taina, because he's in Eini Yodea, the Eidachot came part from Yeshua. By the way, I printed out for you as a service, a Chedush of Rekiv Eger in Shulchan Aruch, Mishma Simenayin, hey, look at your sheet. Rekiv Eger says that the Mishnah Melech is wrong, because I have a Rosh who argues on him. Who's the Rosh who argues on him? Our Rosh. Our Rosh says that the reason why the Eini Yodea, Eidachot doesn't help is why, Rabbi Yisai. Our Rosh of yesterday said that why doesn't Eid Echad help by any day? What did Rosh say the reason is? Because of Mitoich. But Mitzad the any day itself, it didn't bother him. Look at the Givager inside. Between any day and his Chayafti, the Eid Echad Nisayel at the Lord Lava, L'choyer L'das HaMishnah L'melach Perkei M'choshel, the Eino Poitu, Hecha the Eino Nitva, Toyen Bari. Ula Midivri Aramban Ben Mohammed, V'Harosh Shom, V'Hur, the Ein Chiluk Bozeh. Yeah, Moedek Riki Veger. Riki Veger in one line knocked out the Mishnah Melech. Mishnah Melech said that when the guy's in Eni Yodea and the Erech is not supporting him, and the Erech says what happened, he's not Potter from a Shvua, because he's in Eni Yodea, says the Heliger, Riki Veger, I have a Raya from a Rosh that you're wrong. Because the Rosh and the Ramban bought a Raya from the case where the Shem was in Eni Yodea. And the only reason why the Rosh said Erech doesn't help was why? What did the Rosh answer? The only reason why Erech doesn't help is why? Because it's mitoich, and mitoich turns into a chiyuv moment, like we said yesterday, my Rabbi said, right? I was stating them that if not for the problem of mitoich, that mitoich turned it into a chiyuv moment, what would be the din? Eidach or the pater. So the Eger in Shulchan Aruch over here in Simon Ayin Hey speaks out that I have a riot from the Rosh, not like the Mishnah Melech. Mishnah Melech wanted a taina that any time the nitva, whose chayav shvuah is in any yodea, the Eidach can't help him support him. The Eidach can't support him. In fact, because we'll see in a minute why. Fact of a kivager, it's not true. Halo, the Rosh says Mufurish Nishnazai. The Rabban was one who bought the Raya from Shomer. They wanted a tiny Erechot should help. And the only reason why the Rosh slugged up the Rabban yesterday that he was Makshin Hevel was why? When you're any a day, you're Mitoich. When it's Mitoich, it's Momin. And when it's Momin, the Erech is not believed with all the big raid that we said yesterday that Mitoich is a Din Noisav. Abba Chutz from them, if not for that, you said if Mitoich is called a Chia Momin, the Erech would be able to pat the guy from a Shvua, even though he's an any a day. The Mishnah Melech says no. What's the smell of the Mishnah Melech, by the way? What's the Svada Mishnah Melech? We'll start the journey now. What's the Svada Mishnah Melech? The Svada Mishnah Melech is obviously not like a Riki Veger. Riki Veger said that an Erech is called Kishnayim Legabi Shvua. So what's it relevant what the Nitva tainted? I'm saying Tifa Ray now. The Nitva says Eini Adair. The Nitva says Eini Adair. Hey, we're talking about a case. We're talking about the case of the Rosh yesterday. The guy was a Shamer. He says Echvesish. Eini Adair. So the Rosh said there's problems with Mitoich, with Mom, and with all the yesterday's raid. But without that, Mishnah Melech says not because of Mitoich. Mishnah Melech says that if the guy's in any day, my Eid Echad can't bother him. Why not? If Rabbi Kiveg is right, Rabbi Kiveg of one day is correct, that Eid Echad is called Kishnayim Lagabi Shvur Moiv Rabbeisai, so then what's the shali? You have over here Kishnayim Lagabi Shvur. We know what happened. What do I care what the guy's tining? Shteita Moiv de Gazach. That the Eid Echad has to support your taina. So if you have a taina, and your taina is Chayav Shvur, you said a taina was generated a Chayav Shvur, correct? The only way that Erechad can help is support. Erechad is not a raya. Erechad is not kishnayim, like Riki Veger said. Erechad gives support to the Zach. We're not tiny anything. There's nothing to give support to. I'm saying, I want to ayon tachap, that I'm saying a little bit of a tightening of the screw. What does it mean, misayel eshtorah? Misayel eshtorah means I give support. I have to hit on one word that I didn't say yesterday. Give support to what? What are you giving support to? What are you giving support to? I'm giving support to your taina. You said a taina. I'm supporting your taina. What happens if you don't have a taina? Yeah, I said no. You have that nafkamina. What happens when I have an Eda Misayeya? What happens when I have an Eda Misayeya? Yeah. And what? And the guy doesn't have a tainer. Yeah, Maisa Meru? Says the Mishnah Melech, it doesn't work. Because we say, yeah, it means I'm supporting your tainer, I'm giving chizuk to your tainer, I'm backing your tainer. You don't have a tainer. So you tell me, what do you mean that I'm backing you, but the backing's hanging in the air? Ah, you'll tell me, and by the way, this nafka brings out the most powerful way that Adam is saying, yeah, it's not enough of an amanus to pot to you from a shul like Rikki Vega said. We don't know what happened. This brings out, by the way, what's beautiful about this Mishnah Melech is, Mishnah Melech, Hezek Mishnah Melech. What brings up Mishnah Melech is, it explains to us, what does Adam say? It's very shvach amayis, it's support. But if you don't know that we're not going to pot to you from a shul, it can support your tainer. It can give a backing for your tainer. If you don't have a tainer, there's nothing to give support to. If Eidach would be like a Rikki Vega, that is a full-scale nemonis, like Kishtaim, that a vifo that is like after Shvul, like a Rikki Vega, opened up the proceedings that it's called a nemonis like two, so what do I care what the guy's tainer is? We know what happened over here. We know that this and this is what happened. What do you say? What do you mean any tainer? What does that mean? Any of theirs, any tainer, by the way. The guy's telling me the guy with a tainer is deeper. What does that mean? What's the difference? Don't make a difference. I know what happened. Kishnaim is Kishnaim. By the way, it's beautiful to Rikki Vega Lashitos. Rikki Vega knocked the Mishnah Melech out. Rikki Vega knocked the Mishnah Melech out in Simen. Everything's starting to come together. Rikki Vega knocked the Mishnah Melech out in Simen Ayin Hei, because he says, I have a Rosh before not like that. The Rosh says before is there was an idiot there. The only reason why Eidecha doesn't help, because of yesterday's big raid, that there's a Me'enia there, there's Mitoich, and Mitoich transforms into Chiyav Mani, it's not a Chiyav Shvur, Eidecha can't work for a moment, all the big raid that we said yesterday. Since Rikki Vega state, that even when the guy's in Enia there, Eidecha works. It's very geshmak Rikki Vega Lashitosai. Because according to Rikki Vega Lashitosai, Eidecha has an Amonis Kishnayim, Sayel Chiyav, Sayel Tor, so it's a Niflid Gazach, it's Moiridik, it's Gevaldik. One second. That's the Pibish Melech, it's Moiridik. Another Moiridik example of the gap between the two stud and what Adam Isaiah is. Is it an amonis? Or it's just a support? If it's a support, says the Mishnah Melech doesn't help. Comes along the Shaar Melech and says, listen to this. Suck the Helig Shaar Melech that I printed out for you over here. Simon Kuflava Kesav Kohen Dalil. If he's there, but Teretz of Rikki Vega's Kasha at the beginning of the parak. Why do you have to have two Adam say they picked it up together? Let one Aid come along and say, I saw they picked it up together. So now I have, Now I have Eidecha pottering from the Shvua. Says Rikki Vega, says the Shar Mishpat, that since I proved from the Mishnah Melech that in order to have Eid Mesei, it has to support the Taina. Over here, it's not supporting the Taina, because his Taina was Kula Shali. Yeah, Meisner, what did you Taina in the Mishnah? You Taina Kula Shali. You Chayav Shvua of Chesir, because of technicalities. But the Taina that you Taina was Kula Shali. I don't have somebody supporting your Taina. Halei, the Siva that you claim Chesir Shali is not because Chesir Shali. You claim Chesir Shali because it's Kula Shali, correct? The Eidecha is not supporting your time, the Eidecha is saying you're a liar. You can't use such an Eidecha to support you. I want you to look at the Mishnah Melech, the Shaar Mishpat inside, what he says. This is a Rikki Vega's Kasha. Just like the Mishnah Melech said, when a guy's in Eini Yodea, you don't have Bechal the whole parasha of Eidecha Tepater. You don't have the whole parasha of Eidecha Tepater. You don't have the whole parasha of Eidecha Tepater is likewise in the case of the Mishnah. Where you're tining Kulishali, and you want to use the Eidecha, didn't say Kulishali. Eidecha, that's the point of your tina. The Eidecha's coming along and say Chetzishali, because you picked it up together. It's not going to pat you from a Shvua, because Maisa is not supporting your tina. And the Yisrael of Eidecha is that it supports the tina. That's Murray the Kenafkamina, the Helig Shaar Melech, and the two Gedele Achrenim, who took on for the Hapashim, not like Rabbi Kiva Eger, and Rabbi Kiva Eger, Lashitasai, in Simen Ayin Hei, Vais from the Rosh that they're wrong. I don't need to support the Taina. These are very intricate Nafkaminas of how Eid MSA works. In a case where the Eid is not supporting the Taina either because there's no Taina any of there, or because it's not supporting the Taina, because your Taina was Kulishali, and the Erech was saying Chatzishali. That's Nafkamina number one. That's a double niflo. That's Kamina number two. I want a Firoyz. I forgot to say it. I've had it. And Rikki Vega asked the Kasha, so she tells her. Versteht man doch. And Rabbi Akiva, who is the Kasha, I forgot to say that. It was a portion of me, I forgot to say. You should correct my mic. The Rabbi Akiva, who is the Kasha, that's what I came to say to the baker. Yeah, besides all the other things. Rabbi Akiva, who is the Kasha, he about the Lashit also, he doesn't hold such a task. Rabbi Akiva holds that as Kishnaim. If it's Kishnaim, then he has a Pella also. Why does he have to say 2 8? The 1 8 is more than enough. I, the guy, is not supporting the Taina like the Hilgah Shah Mishpot, Shay the Mishavella said, to get me in the Shlom. I don't need to support the Taina. I have an independent Raya, Kishnaim, that this is the truth. But if the Lamita Shal Torah, the Kivegel Shitos in a million years couldn't hold the terrors of the Shah Melech and the terrors of the Mirisha Melech. That's Nafkmina number one. Nafkmina number two. Nafkmina number two includes two Nafkminas which are fascinating. I printed out for you today a tour on the main Marmokum sheet today of today. A tour who brings down a famous controversy. It wasn't enough. Yarsha says he didn't get that book. There's other reasons. What? Yeah. Who's throwing under the bus? He threw me under the bus. He said it wasn't enough. He's throwing my Fisher under the bus. He's either throwing Fisher or him. We'll throw Yarsha under the bus. Is that question? Yeah. Zok the Tor, Simon Pei Dalib. I think I got your name mentioned today, okay? Yeah, Simon Pei Dalib. Usually it's for good reasons. Sin Pei Dalit. Yarsha was a big Baltic. Yeah. Look in the Torah, Sin Pei Dalit, Dovin Neuer. Listen carefully now. Ubala Trumas Kosav. Zok to Bala Trumas, Afal Pi Shaid Mesay. Bala Trumas is the Iker Rishon upon which all of Chesh Mishpah, Torah Chesh Mishpah was written. Okay? Zok to Bala Trumas. Bal Trumas paskins that hagam that we paskin halacha erechapatos. We paskin erechapatos for sure. Not for shvuos hesus. What's a shvuos hesus? We spoke already this week about shvuos erechot. We spoke about shvuos hashemim. We spoke about gilgul, which we'll talk about in a second. Hold on. What about hesus? What's hesus? That's like, go to a guy, he owes me $1,000, I don't have any erachot, I don't have a way to mix us, I don't have anything. Right? And he says, Vladam, Rabban, Rabban, was Mesak, yes, it's Yeshua Sessus. Says the Halakh of Al Trumas, erachot doesn't offer. In the Marit, in Juba Kufan and Aleph, the Marit's mashma, the reason is because, how could an erachot help? Yeshua Sessus doesn't have a reason to begin with, while Yechayev. The Torah argues. Lenny here, the Gemara, the Achmah Chashua, Gam Kibbutz Shua. What's the this Bal Trumas? A major red flag. We have a Bal Trumas that the Torah paskins that there's certain times that Echad doesn't patter, from a Shua says doesn't patter. Why not? This is the Chayra, says of Bruvin, a major, major test of everything that's worked the whole week. Next day on, let's see. If you all like Rabbi Kibbeger, that together of Ed Echad, is a gather of Kishnaim. Seder? It's a gather of Kishnaim. So if it's a gather of Kishnaim, Rabbi Akiva Eger said that you have an amount of the ballgame is over, what against the Shul Sessus? I know what happened over here. I have Adam. It's like I have to Adam. Nothing to talk about. I would even add on and say that if it's a Nusach that it's like you swore, it's Kinnishba, yeah? When you bring an Erachad, it's like you swore. Also, what against the Shul Sessus? But if the gather, says Rabbi Reuven, of Adam Messiah, is nothing more than a misayeh, like I just woke up for the Mishnah Melech, I'm building now the Mishnah Melech. What did I prove for the Mishnah Melech? That it's not an immodest mamish. I prove for the Mishnah Melech that it's a support, but it has to have something to support. So I'm proving that the Baal Trum is held, the Bashuas has a support won't help. What are you supporting me? I don't need more support. To begin with, my taina is a good taina. What's the Shua says this? Chazal said you have to swear, kacha. Yivalt Chazal said you have to swear. Even though there's no real reyasa, there's no real reyasa. I said to you, over $1,000. You said no. There's no way to mix us. There's no edach. There's no shuas hashem over there. There's nothing. There's no b'chiyah kamaisa. So what's the answer? Chazal said you have to swear. So that can help me to bring us what? The Rebbe Chab such a nafkamina that the Halakha of Bala Trumas got up and said that hagam that we paskin the edach is misayet the pater from a shvur. There's one shvur that it doesn't help from. It doesn't help for shvur sessus. And why not? So I can prove it because the Shua says that there's no drawer to begin with. There's no chash, right? Chazal said arbitrary. When a guy says go for a call, before you go take money from him, the Rabbanu made a takoni, you have to swear. So what's the company going to give me support? What's it, Gabby? Give me support. You give me support. You support me. Very good. So what? Before you had the support, you weren't in such bad shape to begin with. When you come in, we'll take away the drawer, we'll support you, we'll give support for your taina. My taina was good before the Yeshua. It's a good taina. Now the point is, Chazal arbitrarily said, the lashon of the Marid is, Bechol Inyan, you have to swear anyway. You have to swear anyway. Say, we're going to help. This, by the way, is a very, very stark raya from a Rishon, Baltimus was a Rishon, against Rabbi Kiveger. If Rabbi Kiveger is correct, the reason why Adam is saying Patas, because he has a din of Kishnayim, so what I give to Shua says this, I know what happened over here. But if the Yisrael is the Yisrael of support, my Shua says this, support doesn't help, because I don't care if you have support. To begin with, there wasn't. Support helps in a place where the Siba for the Shua was in the Zachshash. We have a weak Taina. Your Taina is under attack, because it's by the Mikzas. Your Taina is under attack, because it's Eirachot. Your Taina is under attack, because maybe Shua is Hashemim. Over here, your Taina is not under attack. There's nothing wrong with your Taina. And Fort Chazal said you have to go ahead and swear. If about Fort Chazal came along and said you have to swear, Eirachot's not going to help. That I want to say big raid. What did the Torah argue? What did the Torah argue? So the Torah says it, dramatic zach, v'leini hero. Look at the lashon of the Torah inside that I printed out today. So I once went for a washer, he said, I'm worried to kazach. What did the Torah answer back? That the same way erachot is b'chayev is patus. The Baal Shumas agrees to that also. The Baal Shumas also agrees to erachot patus. So where in the lashon of the Torah did the Torah ding on the Baal Trumas? How did the Baal Trumas didn't come along and say the Eidim is saying there's a pater for a shua? He said it doesn't pater for a shua. Dafka by shua says this. So what the Torah answer back? No. The same way the Eidim is mechayev a shua, eight paters a shua. Fektich anasin. Fektich bosh anasin. Somebody said not like that. You're right. Eidim mechayev a shua, eight pater a shua. But we're talking about a specific case of shua says this. Said Rabbi Asher, the Torah's answering back like Rabbi Kiveger. The Torah's answering back. Kishem, kamoy de'erachot b'chayyishua, kam kem poitim in ashua. He answered back, no, the same way it's b'chayyiv ashua, it patas from ashua, it has an amonas, like abishua. If that's what the Torah meant to answer back, it's niflamoid. It's niflamoid. Otherwise, what's he answering back the same way chayyiv patas? The Baal Trumas also agrees that it patas. Baal Trumas also agrees that it patas. He agrees to the concept of intimacy, a patas from ashua. The answer is, he's coming back and telling you why you're telling me it doesn't work. Because it's a part of support. About it's a part of support, so by hence the support doesn't help because to begin with there's no shash. Comes back to Torah and says, Nain, V'loi Nehira, the Kamoy de Erechon Mechai Yeshua, Gamkin Paitim Yeshua. Erechon has an Amar as the Pater from Yeshua. If Erechon has an Amar as the Pater from Yeshua, that's going to be even by Yeshua's Esses. The Yehuda Void Lekra, if you look at the bottom of the second printout that I just gave out now, there's a similar Nafkamina. I'm still in Nafkamina number two of today. There's a similar nafkamina. What does the Ilam say in that case? We didn't discuss it till now. 1 second. A guy was chayav shua deraisa and he swore, but he did a gilgul shua. Yeah? A guy was chayav shua deraisa, by the mixas, and then what? He was chayav a gilgul shua on another topic. I brought an eid echad on the gilgul shua. What does the Ilam say? Could an eight pater from a Gilgul Shua? We know eight paters from Eid Mikdos. We know eight paters from Eid Echad. We know eight paters from where? From Shua Sashemrim. We have a Baal Trumas who says it doesn't pater from a Shua Sashemrim, the Torah argues. Could an eight pater from a Gilgul Shua? Shua number one, I was Mechayim, Shua Eid Mikdos. You swore, whatever it is. Then there's Shua number two, I was Mechagul. On the Gilgul, the guy brought an Eid Echad supporting him. Tali lechakira. Look in the Shaar Mishpat on the bottom of the printout I just brought you. Shaar Mishpat Siman Sadek Dalat Sifkot and Beis. The Inyan Adam is Eir Begogel Shua. Va'oid Abal Chumis. Look at this. The Baal Chumis. Look how the Heliger Shaar Mishpat combined it. Va'oid Abal Chumis Heviu Hator B'Soif Siman Beidal Pasuk. The Adam is Eir Ainay Pratei Mishuas Hesses. Shem Bechol Inyan Tiknu Chazal. Like I just said, Mishuas Hesses Yichayv anyway. I don't care if you have support. You can't. Hachanami Inyan Gogel says the Shaar Mishpat. What's Bechol Inyan mean, by the way? Bechol Inyan means there's no reason for it. So just like the Baal Shumas said about Yeshua's Hesses, we're Yechayev Bechol Inyan even though there's no drawer, so the Eid Echad can't help because there's nothing, I don't care if you have support. Likewise, by a Gilgul, why would you have a Gilgul Shul? There's a reason. There's no real reason. There's exactly the concept that once you swear, Eid Echad can't pater Bechol Inyan, Afba Bechol Inyan, Afba Bechol Inyan, Afba Bechol Inyan, Hachanami, Eid Echad, Ainah Potter, Legabi Gilgul. Yeah, but I said no. Says the Shaar Mishpat that for the same reason that the Baal Trumas said that by Yeshua's Hesses, the Echad won't help because support doesn't help me. Support doesn't help me. What does support help me? But Maisa, the Chazal said, swear even though there's no, you're very good, you have support. Who cares? The Chazal said, you have to swear. Comes from the Sharm Rishon and extends it to another interesting case. I have another case where you have to swear. What's that? The case is, in a case of Gilgal. In a case of Gilgal, where guys have a Gilgal Shvua, and you want an Eilach to support you. Says the Eilach Sharm Rishon, it won't help. Because you're not swearing because you have a chash, you're swearing because you have to swear. So either you swear or you didn't swear. Well, this is not like Rabbi Kiveger. According to Rabbi Kiveger, the Rechid has an amanus as far as Shavuos are concerned. The whole game's over. What did you say? Yes, I am with the Colton. And the final grand finale of this is not, so what do you speak out? He's working on Afkamina. In a case where the Erech is not supporting the Taina, the case of Mishnah Melech, where is there any Adair? We spoke about the case of not supporting the Taina, where he said Kula Shali, said Chetzer Shali. We spoke about the case of Shuas Hesses. We spoke about the case of Vot of Gilgal, and now we get to the final case. What happens in a story like this? This is an interesting story. Reuven went to Shimon and said, you owe me $1,000. Shimon said, I don't have $1,000. And Reuven has an Erech, but they owe $1,000. You hear the story? Reuven brought an Erech that Shimon owes him $1,000. Shimon denied it. So far, so good? And Erech turns up in Beis Din and doesn't say he didn't lend him the money. He has no idea. The Erech turns up in Beis Din and says, I know that Reuven, the aide, is a liar, because he wasn't in New York that day, he was in Chicago. He was Muslim, the guy. I repeat. Reuven comes to Shimon and says, you owe me $1,000. And Shimon says, no. And Reuven brings in the Erech, that you chayiv, you owe $1,000, you have to swear. Turns up an Erech in Beis Din and doesn't know anything about the loan. He doesn't know anything about the loan. About the mice itself, he has no idea. But he knows that the aide, Yisachar, was a lawyer. He wasn't in New York today. You were in Chicago today. There's no way you saw the loan. Does he put now an aide, by the way, is not called to aid him, right? So we don't believe him. We don't believe him on the Hazama, right? We don't believe him on the Hazama. Does the Pater from Shua always, I don't say. What was I going to say? I have an aide, Echad, who's supporting my case, but not supporting my Taina. He's not saying, he doesn't know anything about the matter. He's just coming out of the blue and saying, I know that guy was a liar. But on the Chiyah Shua, watch what I'm saying. You have a Chiyah Shua to swear that you don't know $1,000, right? I repeat. You have a Chiyah Shua to swear you don't know $1,000. Everyone in Eid Echad. Eid Echad, you have a Shua. You have to swear you have $1,000. Another Eid Echad came in and said that he's a Hazama. So they're not supporting, they're not pottering from the Shua that was supposed to swear. But there's an Erechad over here in the picture who sent an Eidos of Erechad that causes that, I don't know the money. What would Elam say in such a case? You have a Kovitz? No, it's not me type over here. The guy was ready to swear. Oh, so what do you call it says? Eisner says, that Bechal is known as Bechal. But he is an amanus because like Gabi Shvuas, the Torah gave you an amanus of two. This is Tifa Reid. What should be the day in according to Ricky Vager? I understand that not like Ricky Vager, it's nothing because you're not supporting me, okay? I didn't claim Hasama. A second. Not like Ricky Vager, what does Ayelam say in such a case? I want to hear. What? Not like Ricky Vager, could this Eidach have saved me from a Shvua? Well, fair or not, he's not supporting my Taina. What? He's not giving support to my Taina, agreed? He's coming home and says it's up, we throw him out. What about Quinter Ricky Vager, who taught us that Benegeah to Shua is one aid is called like two aidim? Is that called Benegeah to Shua? That Avifo that's Negeah to a Shua, we accept your aid is that he's a Hazama, as I don't say. what do you say? At the end of a week already, no? You say what? He said no with a face, even. He said no, mamash. You think about it. You don't think so. Oh. This is not Mormon here, by the way. Mormon it's not. There's no Mormon involved over here. So first of all, No, the issue is whether that's called that your edus is negiyah teshuah. It is negiyah teshuah because I'm saying right that you were in Chicago and you weren't in New York, so then I'm not having to swear, correct? Two, is that called you say kishnayim legabi adalach? I'm gonna tell you a big idea. If you beg over here, and the Beis Medrash speaks about the case in Forsh, and Rabbi Kivagor says that it doesn't bother you from Shul, because the aid is not talking about the Maisa that happened; it's talking about a Zayt Gazach. Your Maisa never. What do you say? What? What do you say? Yeah, it makes sense as a Yarishov again.
And if we'll be on the money, then you
would. One second, we'll see you in a second. We'll get to the. Wait, stand by. Let me just read you the lesson inside here. What? You use the whole case? Bye. Same way, all private issues the way it is. Rabbi Kivagor over here is on Beit Mabed, on the Tosfos there. One second, you're not listening. I have a lot to say still. Zakar Rabbi Kivagor, Tohim Bo Echad, is Rabbi Kivagor the Kravitz over here on Tosfos of Beit Mabed? Tohim Bo Echad, Eid Echad, the Hazim, Vo'emer, Imi, Ho'isi, the Ainer Nemon, the Hazim. You're not believing me, I'm the only one aid. To be Din Eid Messiah, Ainer Nemon. To the Holoi Messiah, Leila Fortress, says Rabbi Kivagor, you're not helping him out to bow to him. Don't become welcome with Ashur Damaisa Emes. It could be the story was true that there was a loan. So on what the agenda was there a loan or there wasn't a loan, you're not helping me at all. You're coming to a client at the age of Isaiah. Does that stimp, is that a steer in a Ricky Vegar? Or even a Ricky Vegar who said that Erachur is called Ashkishtaim the Gabishua. That's not called the Gabishua, because that wasn't the agenda of the Shua. I'm already getting as I found a new nafkamina of all the rate of the whole week. When an echad turned up, that's going to get me out of the shvuah, but not because the ma'isa was true, because of a zaytik reason. Rabbi Kivagor himself, who's the more of the shmeitzah in 10 places, that together is a gather of kishnayim, he says that since the ma'isa could still be true, that's not called yev echad agavi the shvuah. That's a chiddush by me. I would say that anything that's relevant to a shvuah, that's called kishnayim. No. What's fascinating is to end this off. Is a Chuvas Chacham Sefer in Choshev Yishu Simen Samach Tes. I saw it inside before I came. In the Chuvas Chacham Sefer Simen Samach Tes, he talks about a very similar case in the name. He brings down a Chuva from Rabbi Kivagor himself. It's fascinating. What about the following case? And where this will end. I go to a guy, he says, me $1,000. He says, no, I don't owe you $1,000. Eidechad says, you do. He's going to swear a shoe, he doesn't know, right? And Eidechad comes out of the blue. Instead of saying Hazama Imi Ha'isi, he says, I know that the guy was Mechalit. What was that? I don't say that. They're having an argument whether there was a loan or not. Yeah? And there was an Erech that said there was a loan. He said there was a loan. He was great for it. So you have a Shuvah to say that there was no loan. Turns up an Erech who says there is no loan for a different reason. Because you were Mechalit. An Erech Hod. Does he pat for a Shuvah? Here, what do you say?
Yes.
Why is that not? Why is that the same as me saying your the Maisa? You're not supporting the Maisa. You're not supporting the story that happened.
I mean,
so he said, why is this not? No, he didn't know what happened. He was a great for Bacol. He said, I don't owe you the money. He didn't say because he said there was no loan. And the Erech said there was a loan. And the Erech comes from the left field and says a different time. He says, I know that the guy was Michael. So I know that there was no loan. Why is that different from Hazama? The Maisa, you're not talking about the Maisa. You're not talking about the act itself, whether it was a loan itself. The Chiyah Shua that you have, you didn't claim Mechila, by the way. I want to point out that you guys are all making a mistake. Hold on, you're making a mistake. In the world of Momin, is an Erechud who's made Mechila is not Neman. You need two Eidim for Momin, it's not one. So the narrative that he said, we don't accept. Okay? Now the word is, the other guy said that there was no loan. The Erechud came along and said there was a Mechila. He popped us on the Shua. Wait, over here, would you apply Rabbi Kivagor's rule and say that you're Kishnayim, even though that wasn't the agenda between us? So it's interesting. Chacham Sofer quotes a tshuva for Rabbi Kivagor. Rabbi Kivagor said, therefore, sure, it's a no-brainer, it works. What's the difference between when the Erechad comes along and says, Hazama, that you're in Chicago, and the Erechad comes along and says, you're Mechel alone? In both places, he's an Erechad, it's not Neman. Erechad's not believed to say you're in Chicago, Erechad's not believed to say you're Mechel alone, not for us. You're giving support for the guy, but you're not giving support for the guy, because the guy's telling something else. And it's interesting, Rabbi Kivega says that when I come along and say that you were in Chicago with me, then it doesn't patter, because the Maisa can still be true. That's Rabbi Kivega by us. Rabbi Kivega in Truva, the Chum Sefer quote says, but if Eidach comes along and says Mechila, which is also from left field, by the way, it says that's from left field, then you patter from swearing. Why? Because that's when you get to the moment. What? Because it's the get to the Mechayev of the Shul, which is the law. That's where you have to make a chilek. Then when I come along and say Hazama, which is Mechal, not in the get to the topic that's in front of us, that's not called what? Shvua, that even Rabbi Kivega, the Shitas, the walls, you have a din Kishnaim, you don't have a din Kishnaim, because it's not in the get to the Shvua. Mashenki, when I come along and say Mechila, Hagam, that's not the agenda between us, because you're not claiming Mechila. You're coming on claiming something else. And the Erecha says, I know that he was Mechal. That means, by the way, the Leiber doesn't have to claim Mechila. He doesn't have to know that the guy was Meichel. The Eidach comes along and says, I saw the Malva was Meichel alone, so forget about whether there's a loan or not. But the answer is that since what? That since that's not the agenda, he doesn't have an amonus over here. Very interesting, Rabbi Kivega. Kivega's going to have a portion of the Patrus. By the way, this is a Raya Lishitosa against the Mishnah Melech, because you're not supporting the guy's Taina. He Taina, there was no loan. The Eidach is signing those Mechila. This goes back to Nachmina number one. What happens when you're not supporting the Taina? The guy's tiny, the Erech is tiny Mechila, he's not tiny Mechila. He's tiny that there was no loan Bechal. And yet, Rabbi Kivega, the Shittos, it holds, even when you're not supporting the Taino, Rabbi Kivega, not like Rishon Melech, that Erech works. He says, Rabbi Kivega, that's cool, the Erech is the path of Roshua. Hagam, that the Erech is not being made on the Etzem Machlekes that they have between them, it's being made on a different Zach. They're arguing about a story about whether or not there was a loan, and he's coming along and saying there was a loan, just the guy was Michael. And Rabbi Kivega says that's enough to go Pata from Ashua. By Hazama, Rabbi Kivega says it's not, which is fascinating in the light of Rabbi Kivega. So I spoke out today, how many Nafkaminas? One, the Mishnah Melech, when the guy's Ani Adea, Rabbi Kivega brought a rap from the Rosh, not like that. Number two, we spoke about a case where the guy tainted Kulishali and he's wearing Fetzishali. We spoke about Shua's Hesses. We spoke about Shua's Gilgal, and we spoke about two very interesting cases when the Erechot is not being made on the story itself that Yechai of Shua, it was made as, I think, a piece of information. All the regular schedules the same. Ali Shura tonight at night at 4:11. Tomorrow, like I said, is a major Chazorah Shir on the last three plots.